Let's go ahead and establish a quorum. Call the members.
Hernandez.
Here.
Hernandez here. Nguyen. Nguyen here. Hall. Mitchell. Monning.
Here.
Monning here. Nielsen. Pan.
Here.
Pan here. Roth.
Here.
Roth here. Wolk.
We have one item on the agenda. We have AB 635, excuse me, Atkins. Good morning.
Mr. Chairman, members, thank you so much for being willing to be here this morning before session. I'm pleased to be able to present AB 635, which requires the Department of Healthcare Services to conduct a study and make recommendations on strategies regarding the provision of medical interpretation services to limited English proficient Medi-Cal beneficiaries. The bill also authorizes the department to establish a pilot project based on the recommendations of that study. When the bill came before your committee last year, it would have required the department to seek federal funding to establish a program to provide and reimburse for medical interpretation services. Instead, this version of the bill allows us to first collect the information and test the best strategies to support language assistance to our diverse population in California. This bill would serve as a legislative the legislation necessary to implement the budget item that was adopted in June, which provided $3 million from the general fund for this purpose. And here to testify, Mr. Chairman, I have one person in support of AB 635 is Kimberly Chin, who's with the California Pan-Ethnic Health Network.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members. Kimberly Chin with the California Pan-Ethnic Health Network here in support. As you all know, California is one of the most diverse states in the country, and with that, diverse language needs. And in the healthcare setting, whether or not you can communicate with your healthcare provider can have serious consequences. Patients with language barriers are more at risk for being misdiagnosed, encountering drug complications, or even higher rates of hospitalization. And as the 2015 State Auditor Review of Medi-Cal shows, there's much more oversight that is needed in ensuring the language needs of Medi-Cal's LEP patients are being met. AB 635 will assist in meeting the demands of Medi-Cal's diverse beneficiaries and improve the quality of care for these individuals. And for that, we support this measure and urge that I vote.
Mr. Chair, members, Brian Allison on behalf of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, also in strong support.
Thank you. Anyone else in support?
Elizabeth Landsberg with the Western Center on Law and Poverty here in support.
Thank you.
Rebecca Gonzalez, National Association of Social Workers, California, in support.
Mary June Flores with Health Access California in support.
Thank you. Any opposition? Questions? Any questions from Senator Monning?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I want to thank the author for bringing this forward. I'm fully supportive. I did have a question. The bill talks about the department shall work with identified stakeholders, and I'm wondering how that group of stakeholders is identified, if you know.
Certainly. It will be broad because we already have a system in place that helps us to deal with language interpretation. So I think we have already existing stakeholders who have a line in place that helps throughout the state. So they'll be at the table along with a number of the organizations that represent communities that actually have not had good access so that we get the broadest range of discussion. If we're going to do this, we need to do it right, and we need to really evaluate it from a whole perspective.
Great. Well, I appreciate that. And my district, Monterey in particular, is known as the language capital of the world. We have some real good resources there, I think, through Monterey Institute of International Studies, now Middlebury Institute of International Studies, and also the Language Line Solutions that provides international language line support for medical providers, and just would hope that they might be included in the outreach. As you pointed out, Assemblymember, I think a lot of folks think in the delivery of medical services, we think of California as being a bilingual state of Spanish and English speakers. But as we know, our courts are required to provide interpretation for up to 162 languages. And if you're a member of a family that may be in one of those 162 languages, sometimes considered exotic languages in the field of interpretation and translation, you are as in need of good access to language interpretation as folks in a more dominant non-English language. So I appreciate that you're doing this at the appropriate time. Mr. Chair, I'd be glad to move the bill.
Thank you. I believe Senator Pan had a question, comment.
Well, thank you so much for bringing up this bill. I too would like to move the bill, but I just want to say that not only, of course, is this about access and being sure people can get care, as my friend from Monterey said, it's also about quality of care as a physician, healthcare provider. How do you provide care to someone you can't communicate with? The first part of good quality care is getting a good history, which means being able to talk to the patient and then be able to implement a treatment plan is very near impossible if you can't communicate with your patient again. So I urge support for the bill, and I follow second the motion. I think there's no seconding in the Senate of my good colleague from Monterey. Thank you.
Okay, any other comments or questions?
Quick comment. Yes. I just want to say thank you as well. For me, growing up, I was a translator for my parents for everything. I went to the parents' conference for my younger brother throughout my entire life. I still translate for people to this day. And so it's greatly appreciated for those who, you know, are trying to learn English and are, you know, but, you know, a lot of times people come from other countries who never even had the opportunity to be fluent in their own language or have the education. So having no education, coming here and having to learn a new language as well makes it very difficult. So really appreciate the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Just one comment. I'd like to just commend and congratulate Agnes for the work she's done. I believe three speakers she's worked with on this issue. So would you like to close?
Yes, Chairman, thank you so much for acknowledging the people that have worked so hard for so long to get this done. I would just say, in addition to quality care and access, it's also about compliance. And to Senator Nguyen's comment, I would just say, you know, languages are difficult at best. Medical terminology and language is yet one other language. And so to have the best translation abilities and people helping you to understand so you can gain compliance, this is such a good thing. I cannot thank you for hearing it today. Mr. Chairman, ask for your aye vote.
Yes. Senator Mining, yes.
Don't mean to belabor this, but another resource I just want to mention in Monterey County is at the Natividad Medical Center, County Hospital. They've developed a new translation interpretation program particularly focused on indigenous language. We have a growing percentage of our workforce in farm labor in Monterey County do not speak Spanish or English, and they've developed an interpreter's program both to provide medical translation interpretation at the county hospital, but now they're also using those resources to help some of the growers and others in the region. So it's Triqui, Mixtec, Mixteco. I would hope that there could be outreach in terms of the identified stakeholders to that program as well. So thank you.
We do have a motion by Senator Manning. This is the measure's return to the Senate floor for consideration. Call the members, please.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Nguyen.
Aye.
Nguyen, aye. Hall. Mitchell. Manning.
Aye.
Manning, aye. Nielsen. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wolk.
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
That has six, but I'm going to put that on call, and we're going to call Senator Hall to make sure he comes in. Otherwise, I don't want to have you guys come back, and I will wait for him.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
What?
Okay, we're going to open the roll, item number one. Open the roll, item number one, AB 635. Call the absent members.
Hull. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Nielsen.
We're waiting for Hull.
Thank you. I appreciate you. It's probably the first day of school for her.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and open the roll. Current vote count is 7-0. Item number 1, AB 635. Call the members.
Hall. Hall. Nielsen.
Current vote count is still 7-0. That bill is out. And we are adjourned.